Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I fucking serve love! Love is the truth. Love is the reality. And I am in so full of integrity because I have served love on this planet every fucking single moment.
Those were the drunken musings of Amy Carlson, who went by the name Mother God. She was the leader of the Love Has Won religious cult. The cult, located in Moffat, Colorado, lived by the lessons taught to them by Mother God. But all that changed in April 2021. Police were called to the large home where the religious group lived after reports of a dead body being left in the home. When they arrived, they were told that Mother God was resting. What they found was the dehydrated and mummified remains of Carlson, adorned with Christmas lights and glitter with a silver hue.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions.
Police found 27 corpses.
Australia's worst serial killer.
Even though I didn't want to get in the car, I had to.
With Amanda Howlett and Robert McKnight.
Hello there, I'm Rob McKnight. Welcome to Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. I've tried, but it's not possible. I cannot do this podcast without the one and only Amanda Howard, criminologist, true crime author, but you and I know her as the Serial Killer Whisperer. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Robert. That's not what you call me when the cameras are off, but that'll do.
Ain't that the truth? But in fairness, one of us is disposable from this podcast, and it ain't you.
No, you can't leave either because I don't know how to record. I don't even know what program we use to do this on. So
I do serve
well.
A purpose. Huzzah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do all this stuff. And your wife, good. Amanda, who was in the background, also does a lot of work too. So she's sitting there picking us up and doing everything that she needs to do. And
I love how she put a voice on. Usually she's like, "Good, I love how you're going." And she went, "Hello."
Yeah. She deserves as much credit as we do because she does do a lot of work. And there's times that Robert mutes his microphone so I can't hear him and I can see that he's yelling and screaming because colours aren't right and sound's not good.
No, that's not true. She's usually having a go at me. Sit up straight, pull your shoulders back.
Her. Yeah. You're not yelling at her, but you're just doing things wrong and she has to fix them.
True, very true. All right. This week's episode covers the cult Love Has Won and its leader, Amy Carlson. The cult's origins began during Carlson's 20s. She'd become interested in New Age religion and the fluidity it provided in answering her own questions about mortality and higher beings. She soon became a regular member of the Lightworkers, a New Age online group, in 2007. It was there that she met Amareth White Eagle, who told her she was a deity and was blessed with higher powers. Similarly to other cult leaders, Carlson left her family, including her third husband and children, and broke off all communication so she could join the Lightworkers and, in particular, White Eagle. During these early days, Carlson began claiming that she had seen extraterrestrials and her claims of divinity were further empowered. By 2014, White Eagle moved on, but Carlson began her own religious group and began gaining followers and by 2018 had settled in Moffat, Colorado after travelling the country for several years recruiting new members. Her new religion was known as Love Has Won and she was their leader. A 19 billion years old god who had given birth to create the universe and everything in it. According to the cult's members, she was also the child of former President Trump, Marilyn Monroe reincarnated, Joan of Arc, and of course, Jesus Christ. So we begin at the end of the story, with the police being called by a former member of the cult to do a welfare check. What they found was Carlson's body. Seven members of the cult were arrested for abuse of a corpse and for child endangerment, from there being two children in the house with the body. The members included Jason Castillo, whom the other members referred to as Father God. Interestingly, the case against the cult members were dropped. Now, Amanda, before we go any further, how and what is a cult? How do we define that away from organized religion?
Well, I mean, that's sort of the answer, is that organized religion is worldwide, that they have a large group of people that that believe in it. It has restrictions, because they know that there's hijabs and things in Islam, and, you know, Catholics can't use birth control and all this sort of stuff that happens. But there is a freedom to it as well, that you aren't being tortured most of the time, and there's other elements that these small cults have, because these small cults use things like sleep deprivation, hard work. They in this cult, they aren't even allowed to sit down. They are to be working at all times, and they cannot sit down unless they're going to sleep, and they only get like 2 or 3 hours a night. So there's things that they do to actually decrease these people's awareness to their own lives, and to make them sort of so sleep deprived and exhausted that they would do anything that they're told, to a point of sometimes even death. So we see things like with Jim Jones, he had his whole 1,000 people moved to Jonestown, and they were working like 23 hours a day. His sermons played 24 hours a day, and they just kept going until the moment that he said, yep, we all have to die, and 900 people went with him. But we see things like this in Heaven's Gate. They were castrated, and there's things that they do that sort of creates this sort of fringe element. They didn't start like that, but they often end up like this. And as we saw, Carlson took her cult away from the light workers, because she had different ideals to them, and that's how these sorts of cults begin.
Yeah, I've often thought I'd make a good cult leader.
Oh, me too. I reckon I could do it, but I wouldn't kill you guys, I promise.
No death but in my cult. Let's do it. Just lots of drinking, lots of fun, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't drink, but I'm in it for, the fun, I think. I don't know why they become horrible. I don't know why they just don't do like the love and peace. Like, they call themselves love and one. Anyway, sorry. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Mm.
Well, it sounds like we are going to be drinking the Flavor-Aid on this one. Yes, Flavor-Aid, not Kool-Aid. You all know the history of that one. They drank Flavor-Aid with Jim Jones, not Kool-Aid. It's one of my most favourite facts. I pull it out all the time. I always correct people on that one. Let's get into it, because its name is Love Has Won, and the leader was Amy Carlson. Now, interestingly, a few years ago, Carlson was a guest on Dr. Phil, where her family were basically trying to have an intervention. So the number one question is, Love Has Won a cult?
We're not a cult. Absolutely not. What is a cult? A cult, like, is not transparent. Point blank. I'm transparent.
Some of the other accusations were that you use sleep deprivation as a way to control people.
I'm sorry. One more.
Wowzers. If people are treating you like a god, who would want to leave? But that laugh, even Dickhead Derek could tell that that was fake. But he did get her out of answering the question, and actually forced, if you listen, the producer's laughing, a sort of nervous laugh, like, did I just ask a stupid question?
Yeah, I mean, that is our introduction to her. She is a little bit loopy, and that laugh she uses all the time. I don't think she knows how to properly laugh. I don't think she knows what joy is or love is, and I think that's where this comes from. She is just a bit strange, and it's things like that she does. Her mouth is always open, and you'll see in all of these interviews, and it's that over the top that she does. Like, we've seen people like Manson and Jim Jones, they have charisma, and they have a talent that you want to hear what they're going to say next. Like Manson, always want to hear what is that next sentence, because you don't know what's coming. With her, it's like, yeah, whatever, and ha ha ha, I'm going to laugh at you now because I'm too stupid to answer the question.
It's funny you say that, because, look, I've only seen a couple of clips now, and she doesn't seem to have that charisma. Like, we were joking about cults a few moments ago, and Jim Jones has this belief, and when you see people like that, they do have a charisma and they do pull people in. Now, I haven't seen enough of this lady, but it always intrigues me how people will follow. There seem to be enough lost souls out there looking for some kind of leadership, something to believe in.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm an atheist, and we know I'm an atheist. And, you know, I grew up in a family that did go to church and everything, and my children have their faith. But I find it interesting, though, that that people follow these small fringe elements as well. You know, like you'd think that you would pick Catholicism or Islam or Hindu or something like that, but they find these smaller groups because they believe that they're going to have the better answers. It's like last week's episode that we did with Timothy McVeigh, where he believed that as one person he had to corrupt the government by doing that massive terrorist attack. They like these fringe dwellers. They aren't after that mainstream stuff. And so I think there is a danger there with them, and that's why they find these death cults that actually end up killing themselves, because they just don't know why that they don't fit into regular society, and they find their own people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, she talks about being transparent, but let's see how transparent she really is. She claims they don't do sleep deprivation, but of course, we will now see that that is complete bullshit.
There's no, like, you have to do that.
Let's see what Amy thinks about this footage.
Sonny, you going to wake up and serve God, or are you going to go to sleep?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Serve God.
Really? Mm-hmm. When? When you choose?
Today, as soon as I'm
up. Sometime today?
As soon as I'm up, yes.
Okay. Well, when are you going to get up? Because everyone's up. We never went to sleep. Why are you sleeping? You had your hour, and then we got you up.
Like a new day. This went back to sleep.
Oh, wait till Mama hears what happened here.
Ashley, is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yes. Whenever we were supposed to stay up past the midnight, it was kind of a big deal if you were falling asleep, or if there was something that if you were getting tired, you'd end up being berated for it, as you saw in that video.
Yeah. Amy, what's the purpose of that?
It's energetics and it's consciousness, and a lot of beings are not utilizing their sleep properly. So I just set up boundaries so that everyone knew that, and they all take naps.
Uh-huh. You say that you're paralyzed now, correct?
That's correct.
So you can't...
And I have five-stage level of cancer as well. 100% full body.
You have stage 5 cancer?
Yes.
What is stage 5 cancer?
That's to the bones.
You can't heal that?
I have made all my attempts to do that for myself, and that's why I'm here in Hawaii to... really focusing on that and do that for myself.
Good old Dr. Philamanda. Look, he is very good at getting to the heart of things. I don't think this is the smoking gun, though, because if you look at him, they're trying to wake him up to live along the guidelines and principles of this cult. They're not torturing him as such. They're not, you know, physically... harshly facing him awake, are they?
Sleep deprivation is a form of torture.
I know it's a form of torture. I understand that. But they're not hitting him with broomsticks or anything like that.
Well, that's what's interesting with this case, is that they recorded everything. A lot of it's been cleaned off the internet. You can't find a lot of it. But it's interesting that she's saying things that she knows is going to be held. Like, people were filming. She knows that people were being filmed trying to sleep when they shouldn't have been sleeping because she decided they have to stay up. And she sits in bed the whole time. And as she said in there somewhere too, that they're actually in Kauai in Hawaii. And while they actually got kicked out of there and they went back to Colorado because she claimed that she was a Hawaiian god and they weren't happy with that. But it's interesting that she's talking about transparency, but she's lying. Yeah. And the JoJo Siwabo is a crime as well. JoJo Siwabo did not need to be involved in this.
I accept that. I just think when I hear all that, that there's a lot of video evidence, that didn't seem so bad. That looked like me every morning trying to wake my kids up.
Yeah, but they probably had a good night's sleep, hopefully a good night's sleep. These guys probably been asleep for half an hour in three days.
I do get the torture thing. I do get it. But, you know, yeah. I just don't think it's a smoking gun. What is interesting is that she has cancer and is paralyzed.
Yeah, she has cancer and she's paralyzed. Yep. Poor girl.
Interesting that a godlike figure would have cancer and be paralyzed.
Yes, because she can't heal herself because she can only heal others, and she's healed 10,000 people apparently, and she does it via phone calls that she puts someone else onto the phone, and she just does it sort of however. So people pay for that. So I went on their website. I can tell you we've got some interesting bits coming up, but it's just interesting, yeah, that her body is apparently failing her, but she can heal others but not herself, you know, but gods can't do that. You know, it's like when you watch the Santa Claus movie, Cupid couldn't give him a love arrow. I love Santa Claus movie. I don't know why I got to Christmas there, but I did.
I'm...
Just let it go.
I never thought... I would hear a reference to the Santa Claus movie in this true crime podcast, but there you go. Expect the unexpected in Monsters Who Murder. All right. So she's told Dr. Phil that she's all about love and light, and what he comes back with is what we'd call bullshit.
Kill me, spiritual ego horse. Die, my own light workers. Battle me. Serving love and bringing in a new paradigm, you whores.
Can you feel the love tonight? Yeah, I could feel the love and light in that.
Yeah, she sounds like, you know, that scraggy mole that's standing outside the pub at 2:30 waiting for it to open. Like, if she was in, like, Prisoner or Wentworth or whatever they call it, so Block 9, I would go, yep, that makes perfect sense to me. That is not someone who would attract me to say, okay, I'm going to follow you for love and light and the answers to all of God's all of the universe's problems. It's so strange that... This is what she's like. This is not love has won.
Americans are now Googling Scraggy Mole. Wentworth was a prison drama, Cell Block H in the UK. All right. So then in the Dr. Phil interview, he echoes the same sentiments as I have with her sobriety and her demeaning and demanding behavior.
My vision was chicken parmesan. So the Adams turn around on me and get me meatballs. I didn't say meatballs. I love meatballs. But I didn't say that. Chicken parmesan. I get up every moment by you whores. My Adams. I'm like, I just need a tequila. Like, it takes a... like five rounds of whores to get me a tequila. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know what? You can take your half-ass god and shove it. I'm gonna take another tequila shot. I'll do that. Bitch, where's my tequila shot? It's called evolution, bitch. Evolution! Bitches!
Pretty much, do you want a happy god or a vengeful god, or more to the point, a ranting alcoholic with a god complex? Because let's face it, that is all she is here.
Yeah, it is. And the amount of sober videos of her is like one, you know, the rest are like this. This is what she's like. She is using people as slaves. It said, for those watching the clips, it says Adams, as in a man's name, but it's actually Atoms, A-T-O-M-S. That's what she says are around her and creates these things. You know, but there's no bigger plan here. She wants chicken parmesan. She's not talking about race wars like Manson. She's not talking about, you know, suicide by revolution like Jones. She's not Applewhite who's going to meet the spaceship. She wants chicken parmesan. Like, and if you notice in that clip, she had her knees up and down and was swinging her legs around in front of the camera. So those legs are not paralyzed, but that's just something else. But, you know, that's what these videos are like of her, and she thinks this is going to recruit people.
But she is recruiting people, isn't she?
A few. Yeah. Not like Jones, but a few, yep.
And if you want to see that video, just go to patreon.com/MWMconfessions. There's a video to you there, or go to mwm.uscreen.io. Okay, let's play Amy is a Liar. First up, two of her followers, Talking Device, are adamant about her being organic.
That's reality. It's like,
Mom is a no on drugs. We are not allowed to do drugs. She doesn't do drugs, and she has kicked people out of this field for doing drugs.
Got it.
She's organic, so she's not going to consume pharmaceuticals. But she does it with alcohol, which is organic, and that's what she explains as a natural painkiller because she cannot take morphine.
Okay, so I need to explain what was going on that for those people listening on audio. In that piece, they're saying, the people defending her, that she doesn't do drugs. We literally, in the next piece of vision that the Vice have cut in, we see her smoke a joint and pull on a bong. I guess the grass is organic too, though, Amanda, right?
Yeah, you'd say so. It's just so interesting. Like, why bother saying that? Why not say we're drug-fucked hippies and come and join us and that's what we're going to do? They get more people with that than screaming about chicken parmesan. I don't know why bother saying that when they know on camera they've got her, you know, sucking on a bong.
Mm. Let's go back and have a look at an earlier clip when she first began her journey as Mother God.
I am the Holy Spirit. I am Great Spirit. I am the Mother of Creation. I'm here. So I have a message to read to you. Ding! Love forever reigns on earth as it is in heaven. All atoms who deny this message will be recycled into right action. Period. End transmission and all love is everywhere present.
Well, I've got to say she sounds more sober there, but that message is a little out there. It was a bit hard to follow, I've got to say.
Well, it's interesting. I love how she did her own ding sounds. That was a crack up. But the interesting thing is that she used words there that Heaven's Gate does, and seeing that I'm currently building a whole season on Heaven's Gate, it's stood out to me. So, you know, things like that we're going to be recycled, you know, end transmission, all those terms are used by Doe in Heaven's Gate. So it's interesting that she's sort of picking up things from other cult leaders to see that she has a plan to go further. Obviously, when she was clean and sober and not in pain and not doing drugs, she had a clearer idea because, you know, later we're screaming about chicken parmesan. And back then she's talking about, you know, come with me, otherwise you're going to get recycled and started again. So it's interesting that there was, in the beginning of her cult status, was an interesting thought about moving on and getting past it. So there was a death cult thought very early.
Mm. All right, let's turn to her memories of being Christ at his crucifixion and her two disciples explaining once again that she never does drugs.
A group mushroom trip. I don't know who would have shared that because we didn't have anybody around doing that with us, so I don't know who Like, we haven't done that with anybody, so I don't know who created the story because we don't know anybody who did that.
Yes, I was crucified. I have the whole thing documented. I went back through the timeline. I experienced it all during a mushroom trip.
I watched fat Hawaiians bathe in the water while on mushrooms, and I hysterically laughed.
So before I went to sleep this morning, we're on this mushroom trip.
Mom had wrote, she was saying that she was on a mushroom trip and turned into a tree of life and then into a 60-foot emerald.
Once a week, every Friday, I would go on a mushroom trip.
And what's the other ones? What are the other tools?
We use
weed, cannabis,
mushrooms, cigarettes, mushrooms, alcohol.
Where's my wine? Where's I'm a wino. Cheers. Your step, I don't know.
Wow, they really need to get their story straight. I mean, obviously, they're just saying whatever they think they need to say. No, we don't use mushrooms, and there is so much evidence.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously either don't remember or they just, you know, because most of these are live streams, so it's not like they were going back and making them pretty and stuff. Like when Father God gets up, there's hours of him just doing that, and it's just crazy ass funny. It's just, I mean, this was an interesting case to do because this is like one-on-one how not to do a cult. If you're going to do a cult, don't
do it. But they look like they're having fun.
Do the mushroom. Oh, exactly. Do it all, but don't say that you're love and light when you're just pissed all day. So that means drunk to US people. I say pissed a lot, and I mean drunk or angry or both. You know, but it's just, I just think it's so funny. Oh, we don't do drugs. We don't do this. You know, we live organically. I mean, mushrooms are organic. You know, if they did the wrong ones, it would be more than organic. It'd be fatal too. But it's just interesting how they just sort of go through these things, and it's obvious, but they're just trying to say it's not. It's weird.
I'm trying to get a handle on what this cult is about. Now, she obviously loves the power of it, being able to say, I want chicken parmesan and all that kind of stuff. But most cults at some point are about the mighty dollar. And let's be honest, Amy is right in there too.
Mother God's behind me. That's her on the blanket right there. I have a lot of blankets with Mom on it. Mom is God. She's your creator. She is the one that created everything, all of creation, all the atoms. She's the master of all masters, the master of all atoms. This is what we do now on a daily basis. We stream, we have our products, we have our sessions, we have our services.
Please reach out. Please ask questions. Please book a session.
What's plasma? It is 5D technology.
It is 5D technology. It's essentially just atoms of consciousness. Which spray has the most concentrated amount of plasma?
The plasma sprays.
The plasma sprays.
You know, whatever your angels guide you to, it's what is going to bring you the best benefits. And of course, one of that is going to be joy.
Yes.
I like little gifts. I even like little words. Money and all that. They're resources to me. They feel the mission, they fuel us all to continue to serve love everywhere present. And little gifts I have on the wish list on Amazon, they're $5. Are you kidding me? It's a cup of coffee.
She's God, cheap skates.
I support love everywhere present. If you're not giving to that, those who support love everywhere present, you're serving a black hole. Period.
Join now and we'll send you a free set of steak knives. This feels like a Shamwell advertorial, but more on the sham and less on the wow. Yeah, I did that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, but I love how she says that, you know, oh, toss in a $5 request. Well, I went to the website because, of course, I did I have a shopping problem. And for a 30-minute session of a reading, which – whatever that means, starts at $88.88. Now, we know since the Christchurch shooting that 88 is white supremacy, Hitler, and all that silence and stuff. So it's interesting that that's the numbers that they chose there. I'm not saying that they're a white supremacy group, but I'm just saying that it's an interesting price to start off with. Their carts are down. You can't actually buy anything.
In all the clips we've seen so far, there haven't been any people of colour that I've noticed.
No, but I think there is one family later on, but I can't confirm that. But I'm sure there was one man at least. But you can't actually get onto their website. Like, you can get onto the website and shop, but you can't actually purchase anything because the carts are closed. And that's because the FDA has a criminal case against them.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Once you start getting into that medical area, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, will be right on you. And let's take a look at the letter that they sent, because it's up there on the website, as you mentioned. And it says, "This letter is to advise you that the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has reviewed your website and have determined that you take orders there for your plasma colloidal silver eye drops, Gaia's organic nasal spray, Copper's healing roller, Plasma Copper Elixir, Plasma Gold Elixir, Plasma Gold and Silver Elixir package. These products are unapproved and sold in violation of sections of the Federal Food, Drug and Cosmetic Act. As explained below, introducing or delivering these products for introduction into interstate commerce violates the FD&C Act."
Yep. Amy was taking all of this every single day.
And selling it,
you know. So she's taking all of these elixirs, the silver colloidal products and things like that, which is why when she's found dead, she's silver in colour.
Yeah, well, that picture of her is quite something that we saw earlier. So did she die from silver poisoning, or did the cancer finally get her?
Well, that's an interesting question, and we actually have KRDO Channel 13 news that actually covered her cause of death.
Seven members of the cult were charged after her body was found. They all faced one count of abuse of a corpse and two counts of child abuse because kids were found in the home with her body. Those charges, though, were dropped weeks later with no explanation. Now, months later, these new autopsy results from the El Paso County Coroner's Office show no trauma to her body. She actually died from organ failure caused by anorexia, alcohol abuse, and the final factor, ingesting colloidal silver, something that's falsely touted to have medical benefits. Dr. Emily Russell's report may shed some light on why suspicions around those closest to her were dropped.
It appeared that she was really well cared for in a bizarre way. It appeared to me that she was really loved by these followers who put the makeup on her and adorned her in these different things.
Isn't that interesting? Let's take a look at what she looked like before she died. And Amanda, we can see that apparently she was becoming grey from the colloidal silver.
Yeah, so, you know, it's something that you shouldn't take once, and she was taking it multiple times a day. And so she literally was turning silver. She was losing her hair, she lost a whole stack of weight, and she was drinking heavily. Like, she was having like 12 shots of tequila just to wake up some days. And that was just the start. That was breakfast. You know, but it's interesting, though, the irony in that iron sort of silver, but anyway, that she died herself, and the fact that she died from things that she was doing to herself, but everyone else was okay. She didn't go out in that blaze of glory that other cult leaders do. You know, they usually go out with their disciples, and then there's this end of times thing. But here we have someone who's literally killing herself because she believed that the silver was curing her. But when her face started turning like grey, didn't she think maybe she shouldn't be doing it? I mean, the FDA said to them, don't.
They certainly did. But then when you look at that final image of her in the bed where she is blue, it doesn't look real. It's a very, very strange sight. I didn't think it was a real person at first when I first saw it.
Yeah, I mean, the police that turned up to see her just went, oh, my God. Like, you would expect to see that in the pyramids of Egypt. You're not expecting it to be from someone who's just died recently. And she actually died in California, and they transferred her across state lines to Colorado where police found her. But the interesting thing that I noted that someone commented on when I was doing research for this is that her body's on one side of the bed, which means someone was sleeping next to her. more than likely. You know, granted, she can't sit on both sides, but like she wasn't in the center of the bed. She was definitely on one side. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, that's fascinating. And the fact that people were there just living in and around her, worshipping her still.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably under the sleeping bag there was probably plastic bags and stuff because that wouldn't have been pretty. But, yeah, that they just kept – but they were just assuming that she would sort of rise again as the next person. That would have been a great time for someone who was clever to say, I am the new god. That's where it happens. That's what David Koresh did, and that's why he went out in his literal blaze of glory. So it's interesting that, yeah, that they kept her there, and that's why they got the abusive corpse charges. But they were all dropped.
Mm. Well, to date, the cult does remain, though there hasn't been as much publicity since Carlson's death, and some of the members are speaking out against what they went through during their time in the cult. A channel to watch is Rising Above, Love Has Won, if you're interested in more on this. Amanda Howard, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to next week's edition.
Oh, you can't wait. I know what people are waiting for, so they might get something that's going to make them really happy next week.
Oh, now there's a tease. That's a bloody good tease. You've got me in. All right, Amanda, we'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.